From the life of President Spencer W. Kimball, a simple act of service. It was a stormy winter night at the airport in Chicago, Illinois. Many people were stranded due to delayed or canceled flights. A young pregnant woman stood in the long check-in line, nudging her 2-year-old daughter forward with her foot. Why doesn't she pick up that screaming child? What a terrible mother. Many people made disapproving comments, but no one offered to help. With a kind smile, Elder Kimball walked up to the woman.
Can I help you?
Thank you. I've had 4 previous miscarriages. My doctor told me I can't lift anything, not even my own child. Elder Kimball picked up the crying child, rubbed her back, and gave her a piece of candy. When the girl was comforted, he informed the other passengers and the airport workers of the woman's condition.
We'll have you on the next available flight. Come and sit and rest until your departure.
The woman's stress was lessened. Later, she saw a picture of Elder Spencer W. Kimball of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. That's him! That's the man who helped me! A few months after that, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. 21 years later, President Kimball received a letter. It was from the son of that young mother.
I served a faithful mission, and I'm now a student at Brigham Young University. Thank you for helping my mother that terrible night.
President Kimball was happy that his small act of service had resulted in so much good. Adapted from Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr., Spencer W. Kimball, 1977, page 334, and Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, 2005, page 79 through 81. End of article from the life of President Spencer W. Kimball, A Simple Act of Service.